A giant spider found in Venezuela has been found to help with gut pain associated with the common illness irritable bowel syndrome. The news was found through a study conducted by the University of Queensland looking into how a variety of 28 spiders could help with this ongoing search. Pat Fordham asked leading research professor Richard Lewis from the Institute of Molecular Science what a giant spider had that could cure problem bowel.
Well, the study we've just reported on showed that this giant spider from Venezuela and Brazil, called the Venezuelan pinkfoot goliath tarantula, bit of mouthful, had peptides in it, one in particular, that looked like it could resolve the effects of that are associated with gut pain. So we're not saying it's the best, but this was a very promising lead, and it showed us that new ion channels in nerves might be important for gut pain, and this peptide helped resolve that.
And how long has your team at the University of Queensland been working on finding a pain relief for gut pain?
Yeah, we've started this work over 15 years ago, and some of the work ended up in a spin-out company called Xenome, where we tried to develop a spinal analgesic. This was from a cone snail. And since then, we've had NHMRC program grant funding to look much more deeply into the venoms. And we've started with cone snails. But more recently, we've moved across to spiders because they're exquisitely evolved to target a specific ion channel in pain pathways called the sodium channel. And specific ones of in that class are targeted by spiders in particular, these spider venoms.
If the research keeps proving to be successful, when could we see the venom transformed into a medicine for gut pain sufferers?
Yeah, look, that's always a key question. The peptide we found, while it had lots of good criteria, it targeted all the channels we wanted. It additionally targeted a channel we'd prefer not to have in its repertoire, and that channel we're now looking to analog out. So what we do next is to make changes to the peptide one step at a time to look then for changes that can maintain all the good criteria, all the good qualities of the peptide, but remove unwanted activity at one particular sodium channel. While it's not a major problem for peptides, we just would feel more comfortable by reducing potency at this particular target. Peptides are very good at avoiding many of the targets because they don't enter the brain. And if we were able to treat it directly from the gut and keep it localised there, we could even avoid peripheral sodium channels.
Why is gut pain so hard to treat in the medical field?
Yeah, look, it's been a real challenge. Many pains are difficult to treat. We don't have good treatments for many types of pain. I guess gut pain is very complicated. There seems to be lots of causes for gut pain. Irritable bowel syndrome can have diuretic and constipational types, and the pain there it can be different. And the pathways, there seems to be multiple pathways involved. So just targeting one specific ion channel, it seems, is not enough. And what we found with this particular peptide is it was able to target more than one type of pain target. And we believe that combination therapy in one peptide is the reason why we might have a chance to basically solve gut pain with these spider venom peptides.
Is there anything that could cure IBS completely through this venom, or will it just assist in relieving the pain?
Yeah, look, pain is a major problem, but it's not necessarily going to be a treatment. I mean, some of the pain might be associated with wind-up, and so it might be unnecessary responses from the gut, over-responses. And that often happens in different types of pain. So your body overreacts. And so you can dampen that. But the underlying cause, we still need to look for treatments for that. And that's another challenge ahead of us.
Research Professor Richard Lewis from the University of Queensland, ending that report by Pat Fordham.